Welcome to Championship Weekend here in the state of Washington for high school football. Dick Fain along with Steve Dion to break down the 4A, 3A, 2A, and 1A state championship games will be taking place Friday and Saturday in the Tacoma Dome right here on Sports Radio 950KJR.com and the FinalScore.tv. And Steve, let's start with the 4A, which will be played on Saturday night. Curtis Klepp will have the play-by-play on Sports Radio KJR of that game. And you've got a team in Skyline, and let's start with the team that most people around here know pretty well. I mean, you go back the last 10 years, state champs in 2006, 8, 9, 10, made the state finals in 11, state champs in 12 and 13. And then in the 13-14 season, and, they ran into a little bit of a tailspin. They still made the state tournament, but they lost in the first round to Federal Way, something very un-Skyline-like, but they bounced back this year.
Yeah, that was something that Matt Taylor actually talked about in the post game last weekend against Lake Stevens was, after they won the state title in 2012 and they kind of were quiet for the last couple of seasons, people were starting to kind of doubt them, even though, still making it to the state tournament in itself is quite an accomplishment. So, and right now at this point in the season, they're really firing on all cylinders. Really impressive win against Lake Stevens last week. Gutsy to pull that one off. I mean, that game right there could have easily been a state championship game. But they have one more to play against Gonzaga Prep, who plays a nice defensive brand of football. They limited Richland to 15 points last game down in Pasco. So, it's going to be kind of a clash of offense versus defense, and we'll see how that one shakes out.
When you make the state championship game, you're obviously battle-tested, but I'm taking a look at the road that Gonzaga Prep has gone through, and then I'm taking a look at the road that Skyline has gone through. I mean, top five team in Gig Harbor, number one team in the state for a good chunk of the year in Camas, and if Camas wasn't ranked number one, it was Lake Stevens that was ranked number one in 4A. So, I mean, Skyline has played as tough a teams as you can possibly play heading into this game, whereas, Gonzaga Prep certainly got the advantage of the easier half of the bracket.
Yeah, this is how we kind of saw this whole bracket shaking out to begin with. I mean, like you said, Skyline just totally went through the gauntlet with those three teams. I mean, beating Gig Harbor in that first round, I mean, Gig Harbor was coming in as a championship contender, a legitimate championship contender, and to take them down in that 1 point or 2 point victory was huge. And then, to go on and beat Camas and then Lake Stevens, I mean, they have definitely shown that they are deserving of being in this final game. And really, just looking back to that last game, Blake Gregory, their quarterback, has really stepped up and being just firing on all cylinders. He actually outplayed Jacob Eason last week. And Jacob Eason, he's the one that gets all the credit. He was the one that everyone was watching on TV in last week's game. But you got a guy that went 22 for 28 for 436 yards and three touchdowns. No interceptions, by the way. And then to add on to that, 13 rushes for 54 yards and a touchdown. And those two second-half touchdowns that he had to Bradley Kim, which, by the way, were Bradley Kim's only receptions of the entire day, one of them was a totally broken play where he was scrambling and got to the outside, pointed to Kim, who was just kind of going back and forth in the end zone, and just throws a laser to him, finds him. And then later in the game, he found Kim right up the middle on a seam route. He had to slip it through the tightest of windows. And so Kim and Gregory, is among all the other receivers like Logan Wanamaker, have really created quite a chemistry right now. And always Rashad Boddy, their big bruising running back, who had a great grab along the sideline of his own in addition to all his great, runs from the backfield. It's going to be tough to take down these Spartans.
As for Gonzaga Prep, I mean, they're battle-tested as well, at least experience-wise. I mean, they made the second round of the state tournament last year, so a lot of these kids know what it's like to be in the state tournament. Also made the second round of state back in 2013. Liam Bell, their quarterback. You like what you see from Liam Bell?
Yeah, absolutely. Senior quarterback always is nice, when you got a quarterback that's been there for a long time. He has a tendency to, use a lot of that read option type stuff, a lot of deception. He's not afraid to tuck it and run. He has his trusty wide receivers like Devin Culp. And then also come out of the backfield is an unusually built, ball carrier in Evan Weaver, who plays defensive end for them as well. I mean, 6'3", 245. If he gets a head of steam, watch out. But you know, Skyline's really going to have to, you know, tackle down low to wrap him up because he's going to be a tough guy to bring down. But really what they do best is they have a great offensive line. And like I mentioned, a good defense. Josh Condon, Taj Horde, Matthew Sampson on defense. I think the one thing that Gonzaga lacks is just the electrifying playmakers, the guys that, you know, are going to go for a 97-yard kickoff return or, you know, are going to have a pick six for 65 yards. You know, it's just they're going to have to win a game like Chiawana did a few years ago against Camas, where it's going to have to be, you know, 22 points or lower. And, you know, they're just going to have to win the possession time battle and just, you know, take over. They're going to have to run probably twice as many plays as Skyline. I mean, it's going to be – they're going to have to win creatively. They're not going to be able to just line up, you know, roster against roster, paper against paper, and say, hey, we got better playmakers. We're going to win this game.
Let's take a look at the 3A, and this, for my money, the headliner of the weekend. You know, you go back to the 2011-2012 season, and Bellevue was trying to win their fourth consecutive state championship. They played Eastside Catholic in the first round. They beat them 42-0 on the way to their fourth consecutive state championship. The next year, they play Eastside Catholic in the championship game. They beat them 35-3. They then, in 2014, for their sixth consecutive championship, beat Eastside Catholic in the finals 52-20. So everybody, including myself, even though I really respected that Eastside Catholic team last year, we all figured, hey, it's going to be a seventh consecutive championship. They're playing Eastside Catholic in the title game. Because it's Bellevue Eastside Catholic, we already know the outcome of this game. Well, in fact, it was 35-13. It was a blowout, but surprise, it was the Crusaders that beat Bellevue 35-13. What changed last year from the years prior, do you think, in this rivalry?
I really think a lot of the Eastside players really were coming into their own. I mean, Harley Kirsch is the leader of that team, you know, both from just a production standpoint and just kind of a leadership standpoint. I mean, he's got such a great demeanor to him. He was lights out in that game. I don't know if they do quarterback rankings or quarterback passer ratings for high school, but if he did, I think he would be perfect because I think he only had two incompletions in that game. He ran the ball great. They executed an amazing game plan where it included a lot of running the ball with Kirsch, even who typically isn't much of a ball carrier. And, you know, just guys like Brandon Wellington stepping up, Devin Arbus Jackson, Matt Laris, guys we've talked about for years. You know, they finally were able to embrace that hunter role and just take down Bellevue. And, you know, Bellevue has kind of been in a bit of a regression from, you know, losing just guys like Miles Jack and Buda Baker. I mean, it's hard to just reload talent like that year after year. I mean, albeit they're still one of the best teams in the state, they might not have quite the explosion that they used to. And, you know, they were finally able to get past them that year.
So neither team, Steve, has really been tested. I mean, Eastside Catholic, a 5-touchdown win over Auburn Mountain View. Then they blow out Bonnie Lake, and then they smash Lakes to get here. Meanwhile, Bellevue had no trouble with Kennedy. Glacier Peak, they beat by 3 touchdowns. They beat Bishop Lanchette by 28, although last week's game wasn't really a 28-point game, right?
Right. No, definitely. I got a chance to see most of these games, and they were just it's just so clear that these two teams, Bellevue and Eastside Catholic, are just a cut above all the other teams that are trying to kind of get in that mix. And just big blowouts, even in the semifinal games. I mean, Lakes and Bishop Lanchette are quality teams that have been playing good football all year long, and they just don't really stand a candle to these. So, you know, it seemed like Eastside Catholic and Bellevue were destined to find themselves in the final game. It's just a good thing that they ended up on different sides of the bracket. As far as this game goes, I don't expect the same kind of result as last year's game because last year's game, it really caught everyone by surprise. I mean, no one really expected the blowout that ensued. And now that Bellevue knows what Eastside's been capable of, you know that Butch Gontrov has had his team focused on this team, this game, all season long. He has the playmakers, Isaiah Gilchrist, Tyson Penn, Isaac Garcia. I mean, those two guys, Penn and Garcia, are going to be real tough matchups. You know, very big receivers that, you know, the Eastside Catholic defense, as good as they are, they have some tendencies to have some weak spots, especially in the secondary. So if Bellevue can, you know, toss the ball up to those guys and let them get a chance, then that could be a successful means for them to get, you know, points tonight. They never have been a pass-first offense to begin with. I mean, they only had 13 pass attempts last week, so they might have to ramp that up. As for Eastside Catholic, like we mentioned, you know, Brandon Wellington, he had 2 kickoff returns last week. So if you can kind of prevent him from getting those big plays, because he really isn't the ball carrier for them anymore. It's Chris LaFau and Tyler Folks. They're going to be carrying the mail for those guys. As well as, you know, you got Devin Arbus Jackson, who kind of lines up in the backfield, but he's not really a running back. So, you know, just it's going to be a real exciting game of rosters that are just chock full of special playmakers.
Justice Rogers as well, another guy with his, his hands on the ball all the time.
Yeah, I mean, a dual threat quarterback, no doubt about it. He's definitely a guy that's going to run the ball, and he's not a quarterback that's going to run out of bounds. He's going to try to take contact and fend off tacklers and run the ball up the middle too. He ain't going straight to the sideline.
So I can't give you my prognostication since I'm doing the game, but you can. So give me a Gonzaga Prep Skyline winner. Give me a Bellevue Eastside Catholic winner.
From what I've seen from Skyline this year, they just seem like they are focused on the task at hand. They seem to be peaking at the right time. I just don't think Gonzaga Prep has the horses to get it done, so I'm going to take Skyline in the 4A game. And Eastside Catholic, you know, they're, like you mentioned, it's the fourth year in a row that these two teams are playing, and Bellevue took the first two, and I think Eastside's going to round it off and get the second two, because this senior class, I think more than anything, wants to get that, even the score, before they move on to the next thing.
Should be fun. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Looking forward to it.
Don't forget, Sports Radio 950 KJR has your coverage of both the 3A game, Bellevue and Eastside Catholic, for the state championship. The rematch, that is Friday at 7:30. We take the air at 7 o'clock with myself and Hugh Breedlove-Millen. And then the 4A state championship game at 7:15 will take the air, Skyline and Gonzaga Prep on Saturday night. For Steve Dion, Dick Fain saying so long on Sports Radio 950KJR.com and thefinalscore.tv.